Welcome to Within the Realm. I'm your host, Steve Garrett. Here at Within the Realm, we believe that everything has a story, and it needs to be told. Our story today involves singer-songwriter Courtney Ann Hall and the creation of her first EP with the help of audio engineer Alex Garnett. Her EP is a collection of four songs that she has written over the course of the last year. The story begins in October of 2017, when she played her first original song for an audience at an open mic night called Song Lab. Here's a taste. I met Courtney and Alex at the scene of her debut as a singer-songwriter, The Rhino in North Kansas City. We discussed the process of songwriting and recording, and moving from a person who just wrote a song to a performer releasing a collection of songs written in the past year.
It wasn't much more than just a year ago that you played your first original song in front of human beings.
Yeah.
What was that like?
Weird. It was really cool because about the 3 hours leading up to that was me like calling my friend and being like, I wrote a song and I'm gonna go play it for people. Will you come over? And she came over and I made her listen to it like 8 times. I was like, is it good enough to play in front of people? Then it actually happened and it was just really crazy that people actually enjoyed it and liked it. I never thought that I would actually, like, do it. I always knew I wanted to, but didn't think I would actually do it.
To perform it or to write songs?
Both. I always had it in me, and, like, I had the ideas and all stuff. And, like, beforehand, like, I would come up with things, but never, like, a finished project. And then all of a sudden I had one. And it was catchy, and it was something that I thought people would like, and it meant so much to me. So it was cool finally having a moment where it's like, wow, I always want to do this, so I might as well go ahead and just go do that. And then I did it.
Courtney continued to perform at Song Lab, introducing new songs on a regular basis. It was about the same time that audio engineer Alex Garnett had heard about the good things happening at Song Lab and all the music that was coming out of it.
I think I ended up coming towards the end of 2017. I started finding out about it and decided to check it out. I really like that it's so open and inclusive for a lot of people to really be vulnerable with what they do, and the fact that it's also attracting some really talented people. Just seeing the way that all these people come together and really work to better each other's music and give really honest feedback.
How do you, as an audio person, that vulnerability that songwriters have, how do you get that on tape?
It's such an odd process because everyone has kind of a different way to get there. There's some people that I'll work with that you put a microphone up, they do a take, and it is exactly what you need. They give you all of the emotion that they could ever possibly deliver live. And then there's also times where you'll put a microphone up and the person gets super uncomfortable because it feels sort of like you're in a lab or you're under a microscope, because it kind of is. But with Courtney, she already was playing the songs more or less how she wanted to do them. And so she sent me videos that were just an iPhone sitting on a table and she's playing the song. So I was able to take that and really get a feel for where we're going with everything, and then talk through a few things with her after that. And then it's just a matter of figuring out what songs need what to be done differently and then start building it from there.
You've talked about the simplicity of her songs, and then that means they can branch out from there. How did that manifest itself in the recording?
It's just part of the process that I have. Hearing what they do sitting around at Song Lab and hearing someone say, I wrote the song, here's what it is, and then talking to them about what do you hear in your head with this, or where do you want this to go? Because someone only has so many limbs and so many things they can play at once. So either they have a bunch of stuff in their head that's not physically possible, or they've never actually thought that far. Because a lot of times someone writes a song and you're focused on the lyrics, you're focused on the chords, you want the melody to be perfect. And then you don't really think outside of that, which isn't really a bad thing. It just gets that song to be really amazing. And then you have a blank canvas for anything else you might do. So with her stuff, it was really cool because she already had a little bit of an idea. She had some albums that she liked that she was kind of saying, these things are where I could see these songs going. So then we were able to sit down and talk about this song we want a whole band on. She plays a ukulele. That is not a big full sound. So it was a matter of figuring out what other things does this need and where does that go from there.
Courtney was new to the recording game, and her reaction was not nearly as measured.
Oh my gosh. I'm sure that first night with Alex, he was like, who is this person and what did I get myself into? Because the whole time I was just like, I don't know what I'm doing. And I was cussing a lot because I kept messing up my own songs because I was nervous. I brought a friend with me because I was so nervous. I had no idea what the process was going to be. We went in and we recorded like the first demos, and then but those demos ended up being what we actually used in a lot of the tracks. Yeah, that first recording session was, I just felt so awkward. And then the next one, which was like less than a week later, we brought Dylan Johnson in to do drums. It was incredible. Like, we played him the song once or twice and he was like, all right, let's go down. He went down and he laid something down. And I was like, I don't know what I would change. It was because he just did so good. And then after that, we laid down piano a few weeks later. So it was definitely a huge learning experience for me. Working with Alex especially was a huge part of it because he was understanding of what I wanted. And he took the things that I maybe didn't like, and I would tell him that, and he'd be like, okay, well, you know, doing that. Or also, he was willing to hold my hand and, like, teach me along the way, too.
Courtney's songs attract a lot of attention because they're simple and easy to listen to. But they're also packed with a lot of raw, heartfelt emotion. She described her creative process to us.
It is what it is. I think of it when I write my songs, I have, like, an idea, I sit down, and I think about the situation that I'm in, and I write a letter. And then from that letter, I see, like, what did I write? What's the most impactful sentence of that? And then that kind of, like, the song just flows from that. Being able to get up and say what I have to say in front of other people, it was hard at first. Because, I mean, my first song, which is Bottom Shelf, was really easy because that song's about me. And it's all pointed in how I've been the bad guy, kind of, how I need to figure my own self out so I can give back what I want. But like with songs, like in the summer, I mean, the first night that I ever sang that, the person that I wrote about was here, and it was really, really tough, and I cried. But I think that because of that night specifically, it's given me the courage to keep writing and playing those songs in front of people because that was the most understanding that person has ever been. And our relationship really grew from that and made us closer as people. And we were open, like, it makes it easier to talk about because then at that point, there was nothing I held back. I call it my wedding singer, I have the microphone moment. It's like, you can't interrupt me. You can't not hear what I'm going to, you know, what I have to say at this point. It's not to get at you and it's not to be mean or forceful. It's just like, take a second, just hear my words for a moment.
What is it that you're trying to accomplish? What are you trying to prove with this music?
Ooh, I've been thinking about this a lot lately. And what I always like come back to is I love the support that I'm getting and I love everything. But at the beginning, the reason I wrote Bottom Shelf, the reason I wrote Know What You Know, and In the Summer especially, and Heart Bomb, and all the songs that are going to be on my EP, I wrote them for me because I was having a hard time and I needed to say what I needed to say to who heard it. For me, this is just something that I'm doing for myself. It's a selfish thing. But through that, I've also learned from what people have said to me that it also impacts them. I guess like what I'm trying to accomplish is just to like produce something that is healing for myself, but also might be healing and helpful for other people, and something just like we can connect to, because music was always something that I connected to since I was a kid. And it's about words are the most important thing you can give to another person, because you can say one sentence and just like lift somebody up, or you can say one sentence and just ruin a day or a week or a month or a year, you know. I hope that like my words can at least connect to some people, but it's mostly for me.
Inspiration and writing are one process, but Courtney had to learn a new process: recording. Even with help from an experienced engineer, the spotlight was on Courtney to produce.
As far as like the recording process goes, I'm super happy that I have it under my belt now that I know stuff about it. It was hard. It's hard, but it's also, Alex made it really easy, because everything that I was stressed about, he could just go and click, click, click. All right, I fixed it, you know. I love recording, and I hope that I keep doing it. And it's fun. It's a fun process to see like something, because I just play ukulele by myself, to see something like grow into a huge full band sound. It's crazy.
A year of songwriting and self-discovery, opening up to criticism, constructive and otherwise, learning a new creative process, and trusting others to help bring a vision to life is bearing fruit for Courtney. Do you recall the recording at the top of the show? Here's what persistence and a little help from your friends can sound like. Thanks for joining us for this episode of Within the Realm. We'd like to thank our guests, Courtney Ann Hall and Alex Garnett, for visiting with us for this episode. Be sure to check the show notes for this episode at withinpodcast.com. We'll provide you with a link to the song you're listening to right now and other ways to follow and interact with Courtney Ann Hall. You'll also find a link to alexgarnettaudio.com. You can sample some other talented performers at his site. Remember to support live music. You can find archives of all of our shows, plus show notes, and other information at our website at withinpodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to Within the Realm at iTunes, Stitcher, and other podcatchers. Our theme music is provided by 556 and a half. Special music by Courtney Ann Hall. Special thanks to the Rhino on Armor in North Kansas City. And as always, support local music, and thanks for listening.